You're listening to the Dan and Brian Sportscast.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 12 of the Dan and Brian Sportscast. Make sure you stop by danandbrianshop.com and get yourself a t-shirt. Brian, I'm like super irritated right now about all this Kobe hate. Let's get right into it and talk about all these ESPN pundits and these Fox News people, Fox News pundits, not news, but on the herd. These dudes are cutting Kobe up like he was the worst player in NBA history. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm hearing Jason Whitlock.
Now that dude made me, he made my blood boil. He made me want to punch his fat face. With my, I was so irritated with that dude because of what he said. But go ahead and tell everybody what he said because it irritated the mess out of me.
Yeah, Jason Whitlock, he comes on his radio show, and I guess now he thinks he's a shock jock because he says.
Well, he got a reaction out of me. That's basically what shock jocks are for, right?
Right. Yeah. He said that literally Kobe destroyed a franchise.
Destroyed?
Destroyed.
Destroyed.
I was like, huh?
20 years.
Right.
With the Laker organization.
Right.
And
how many championships, Dan?
Five. So what's that, Brian? One every 4 years, if I'm doing my math correctly, and I think I am.
That's right.
And how many players in the NBA don't get that?
Oh, thousands of them.
So wait, you're saying
they come and go.
Every 4 years I can have a championship if I'm Kobe?
Right.
Right?
Why not? Yeah, and in... You know, Jason.
What else does clown say? Because he irritated the mess out of me.
He was going off and on and on. Like it seemed like his whole like show that day after Kobe went for 60 was just a Kobe rant.
Oh, he called him selfish.
Yeah, he called him selfish. He destroyed the franchise.
He destroyed a franchise.
Embarrassed the game. I was like, huh?
He talks about evolution of players, and he's like. Kobe never evolved.
Right.
Kobe always stayed the same. He was always selfish. He always shot the ball. And then Coward was like, people come to watch a show. And when you come to watch a show, you came to watch Kobe. Am I right, Brian?
That's right. I mean, he won the game. Everybody in the world knew, okay, that April 13th, 2016 was what? Kobe Day, Mamba Day. It was all over Twitter.
Yes.
It was all Instagram, Facebook, all social media.
A lot of it was paid for by Nike. Push that forward because I bet you a lot of people, even you try to buy some Mamba shoes, remember?
Right. Couldn't get them because, you know, everyone loves, you know, the Black Mamba.
Yeah.
But it was Mamba Day.
He was hating on him. He even said when Magic Johnson said he was the best Laker ever.
Right.
Coming from what you think is the best Laker ever.
Correct.
So a lot of people think Magic Johnson is the best Laker ever, but
I think he's the best Laker ever. But it's a toss up. It's all about
I look at some numbers,
how people perceive it.
I'll put I put Kobe first because I back in those days I wasn't paying attention to Lakers. I was paying attention to the Bulls.
Uh huh.
But I put Kobe as the first Laker, number one Laker, and here's why. He put in 20 years in the same organization.
That's right. 20
Magic
years.
Didn't do that.
No.
And Kareem didn't do that. Am I right on that?
No, you didn't. Not with the Lakers. No.
So if you, first of all, that puts you there, and he's third in all time scoring. Well, Kareem's first, correct?
Right.
Okay, I'll give him that.
He started and ended his career with one franchise as a Laker.
As a Laker,
he put the purple and gold, on to start his career off, and never took it off until he hung up his sneakers and said, "I'm done." But
he said Mamba out.
Mamba out. Yeah.
But I don't understand all the hate from this. Jason Whitlock, dude, and he was so irritating to watch him cut a man to pieces. And he didn't cut him when he's down because Kobe was on top of the world after scoring 60 points, right?
That's right, 60 points, 22 for 50 for 60 points. And for a closeout game, I mean, it was amazing. And that's what you wanted to see. Everyone came to the Staples Center to see Kobe shoot.
Yeah.
Period.
And every one of his boys on that team.
Right.
Said, here's the ball. Here's the ball.
They wanted to be part of history.
And
they were.
He's like, I don't think he appreciated the Kobe farewell tour either. He didn't like that. He didn't like that at all.
No, he didn't like it.
And it's funny because he's like, we're seeing the worst record in NBA ever. He forgets that the 76ers have a worse record than
them. Correct.
They only won 10 games.
This is probably one of the worst seasons in franchise history for the
Lakers.
Okay. But we're going to bounce back. We're L.A. we're going to get big-time players to come play in his market.
He said Shaq helped him win.
Correct.
They helped each other win. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kobe would keep the ball from Shaq because Shaq was lazy at practice, but that's a whole other discussion.
Right.
And then he gave the excuse that Andrew Bynum and Pau Gasol equal Shaq.
Yeah, that don't make sense. That didn't make sense. I mean, Pau Gasol was an all-star player.
Yes.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Number 16, probably going to be retired.
And yeah.
He was a good player in his own right. I mean, he had Pau Gasol. It was a 1-2 punch with those two guys. Yeah. It was Pau Gasol.
And come on,
Bryant.
Andrew Bynum was a lazy bum.
Right. But he did contribute a lot to the game.
He did.
When he was healthy.
Wanted to play.
Right. When he was healthy, Kobe got a lot out of him, and he got us two championships. But, you know, like I said earlier, it seems like a lot of these commentators and radio show hosts, they make these off-the-wall, ridiculous
He's
comments.
The one who irritated me the most. Like,
right.
I was like, we're going to fight right now.
Right. It's like,
you know what? I call him fat because I'm fat. And that's what happens. And that's okay. And if he's mad about that, we're just, you know, a couple of guys doing a podcast. Oh, well, you're on ESPN. You're supposed to act correct. But cutting up a legend?
Yeah.
Bro, and you went deep. And you went deep. Is this dude a Celtics fan?
No. Who?
You sure?
Who, Whitlock?
Yeah,
nah,
he's
a Bulls fan. I think he grew up in Chicago. He's a Michael Jordan guy. That's another reason probably why he cut up Kobe so much.
So, like, you look at it, this dude, if you look at Kobe, 5 championships in 20 years is not destruction of a franchise.
No.
It's not. It's actually saying, wait a minute. First of all, the Kobe brand, when you look at his shoes, everybody in the world buys his shoes.
That's
China,
right.
China makes them and China buys them right back.
Oh, of course they do. They love Kobe out there.
They love Kobe. The Kobe brand is everywhere, so stop with your hate. Let's go on to your boy, Marcellus Wiley, though. This dude,
yeah,
no respect. First of all, me and him, first of all, I think he was born and raised in Compton, but
yeah.
I lived in Compton a good part of my life. And I knew about the Lakers. Clippers, you thought they were a B-League team.
Exactly.
How are you born and raised in the city of Compton and you're a Clipper fan? I think you're a Laker hater more than any. That's what he is. He's not an all-in Clipper fan. He's more of a Laker hater. And
yeah,
then there's
all
a
the
lot
jewelry.
Of Laker haters.
They see all the jewelry, all the banners that are going to hang forever, and it is the hate comes out.
So they have no titles.
None.
They have no championship titles?
They don't even have any jerseys.
They don't
that
have
retired.
Pacific titles?
No numbers retired.
No numbers
Nothing.
Retired. And anyways, let's get to this dude. And you know, I love Marcellus and I respect the dude. But
yeah, I'm a Sports Nation fan. I still love the show. It's a good show.
We'll talk about how that show's going off in a minute.
But then you got, you know, but you got
what was it? This dude.
Marcellus Wiley. Talking about how Kobe, like the game was an exhibition. He called it an exhibition game.
Yeah, he gave
they
so many excuses. Yes, they were.
They were. I watched the game. They
yes,
were playing defense.
They were. I mean, could they have been playing harder? I don't know. I'm not that player.
Right.
But to accuse the Utah Jazz of hot dogging.
Right. Of them like melting it in and just
being
going
lackadaisical.
Through the motion. No.
You. Were they sweating on the court?
Yeah.
Were they surprised that Kobe was playing? Kobe basically said, like you said, he emptied the tank. He has no more basketball to play,
nope.
So he just said, you know what? I'm gonna pull out championship Kobe one more time.
One more time, and then he went just unconscious. He
by the way, he
had like 5 shots in a row.
Did Magic Johnson ever score 81 points?
Never.
Did Kareem ever score 81 points?
Never. No.
Okay, well, sorry. I had to get off track because I'm still irritated by that Whitlock clown because he makes me so mad. And like I said, I am not a Laker fan, but how can you not like Kobe?
Yeah.
That dude let's even look at his impact on the NBA. That dude said he loves soccer so much. He reintroduced low-top sneakers to the game.
That's right.
And everybody and their mama's wearing it. Even the big boys.
Kobe started that.
Yes.
No one was. Everyone's wearing 3/4 inch tops and up.
That's me. I like high tops.
So Kobe said, you know what? Let's cut them down.
Yeah.
And back in the 50s and 40s, they wore low tops.
If my boy Messi.
Yeah.
I think the athletes nowadays, they're more athletic.
Yep.
And I think they make harder cuts. and they're stronger and they're mm-hmm. faster, of course. But I thought it was a brave move on Kobe.
Because he knew
and Nike.
Right. They knew that you just got to strengthen your ankles up and just you'll be okay. Some players it wouldn't.
Curry couldn't wear a Kobe.
No, he can wear a Kobe low.
Because that dude's ankles are
not in the NBA potatoes. Basketball game. But like there's a lot of players. You see big man power forward centers playing in low tops.
Yeah.
Nike has a whole line of low tops that players wear, Under Armour and Adidas.
Yeah.
So, and who started this whole
Kobe.
Trend?
Yeah,
Kobe
see,
did.
Okay, let's get back to Marcellus and what he was talking and all his madness.
Yeah, he was talking all this madness about Kobe was hot dogging
let the man shoot 50 points. Shoot 50.
That Kobe disrespected the game.
Stop. You disrespect the game. You disrespect basketball.
Right.
You disrespect the Lakers. You disrespect Los Angeles for being a Clipper fan when you were born and raised in Compton. Man, come on, man. You made me stay. These dudes made me so mad and heated. I was like, the next day, I was like, are they really cutting Kobe up like this?
Yeah, it was. I was kind of shocked. And then you got, on the same show, you have Michelle Beadle.
Now, okay.
And she
We're
was.
We're going to get into her because I don't like her.
Okay.
I don't like her. I stopped watching Sports Nation because she irritates me. Like Linda Cohn said, she doesn't belong talking sports. She's trying to pave her own way to a CNN and MSNBC. She, you know what?
Who is she? Who is she? You talking about the other who made the comment?
Linda Cohn, your girl?
Oh yes. And how long she's been on the Sports Center?
I don't know.
Over 30 years.
She said
she started ESPN. And she knows her sports too.
And here's why. Michelle Beadle is a social issue person. She deals with social issues of the world. With all that stuff. Take that stuff somewhere else. What are the issues here? Sports issues. Okay. Don't get upset because your company is interviewing Greg Hardy and you get mad about it. Man, first of all, that's like bad mouthing America. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. Seriously. But anyways, she started cutting up Kobe.
Yeah, she said I don't like Kobe.
And what else
she
said?
Does she even know Kobe?
No, she don't know Kobe. But here's the thing that got me upset.
Meet the guy. Yeah, I met Kobe. He's a nice guy. He's a cool guy.
What'd she say? She said she single-handedly, paraphrasing here, she tried to destroy that woman's life.
Right.
And then she tried to back it up with saying it's fact, when it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that woman was with a whole bunch of other dudes that night, including Kobe. We know this. Right. That is fact.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That is fact. You can't just say fact because you're mad at what he did 13 years ago. Take all that out. Fact. Here, I'll give you a fact. Kobe scored 60 points the day before. What did you do for the city of Los Angeles? Kobe gave us 5 championships. What did you do for the city of Los Angeles? You know what you do? You irritate a lot of people. You do. And you irritate me like crazy. And that's it. Yeah. I'm serious. Like, she irritates me, and that's why I stopped watching Sports Nation, because the dynamics of the two who I love, Max and Marcellus, have a great dynamic.
Yeah, they do, and that's why I still watch the show, because I like listening to Max and Marcellus they're funny.
What else did Beatles say?
That's pretty much. Oh, yeah. Then the next day after that, like 2 days later, Ice Cube came on the show.
Oh, yes.
This was funny.
Yes.
Ice Cube, and he's from where? Inglewood. And,
up to no good.
Right. And he...
Come on, Brian. We live these days.
And he saw... He saw the show. He saw how they were cutting
Brian,
up on
what are
Kobe.
People... Let's rewind back to our days that people across the world know how we live. We both lived in the hood, right?
That's right.
What jackets was everybody in the hood wearing?
Raiders.
And... Purple and gold.
Purple and gold.
Purple and gold star jackets that said what on the back? Lakers.
Lakers.
You never saw some clown running around. I never saw a clown running around in Compton with a Clipper jacket.
You get beat up. Laker jackets, starter jackets, and Raiders.
We go back to that. And here's when I first moved to Compton, I had a Redskins jacket that my dad bought me for Christmas, and I wore it to school. And back in those days, colors were a real issue. Am I right?
That's right.
So that was the wrong color to wear. So that jacket went to the back of the closet.
Yeah.
because I got pushed up on. And I'm in middle school, like, who are these dudes pushing up on me for liking the Redskins?
Right.
Even though I'm an Eagles fan nowadays. How did that happen? Mm-hmm. But anyways, we go back to Ice Cube. Go back to Ice Cube because I'm just trying to set up this, you know, view of we've all come from the hood.
Right.
Ice Cube, me, yeah. And I know, you.
Right. Marcellus.
Marcellus comes from the hood too. I don't understand. Exactly. The 90s in Compton sucked.
Yeah.
And I hated it. But I'll never, you know what? In Compton and growing up, it turns you into a man real quick. If you don't suck it up when things happen, oh well. You know,
exactly.
The world's going to eat you up anyways. You
right. know? So back to Ice Cube. So Ice Cube came on a show. He's promoting Barbershop 3. You know, he's going on his little tour around all the different shows.
I'm first in line for that movie.
Right? It looks like, I think the first, it's already out now. It made a lot of money. I think $20 million or something like that.
And you know what I like about Ice Cube?
It's a number one comedy. You know what so I like it's about a good Ice show. Cube? I mean, good movie.
He makes the movie he wants.
Right.
And Ice Cube is a hustler.
Oh, big time.
And a Laker fan, but keep going.
But yeah, so anyway, he was on the show. And he calls out Marcellus.
No, okay, I didn't see the show because, like I said before, I don't watch the show anymore.
Yeah, I saw it. So
is Marcellus on the show? Is he?
Yes,
is he?
He's there.
Oh, snap. Okay, tell me about this. Tell
so
me about
Q,
this.
He's sitting there, and he looks at Marcellus and says, I saw what you said about Kobe yesterday. And like just playing around, he said, after the show, me and my son's gonna beat you up.
Yeah, we're gonna jump you like we got yeah, like you got you. Jumped back in Compton said, back in
gonna,
the days.
He said, me and my son gonna jump you. But he was playing around, but it just
there's,
but he's
there's
pretty
a little
sick.
Truth
he was,
in there, Brian.
Right. He was just
how you gotta do that?
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Exactly.
How you gotta do that, bro?
He's like he's messing with him, but he's pretty much putting him on blast on this is Kobe's last game and you just cut him up like that, really?
Yeah, you can't congratulate the
really?
Man.
You know, so
and you're a Clippers fan, bro.
So it's obviously Cube was shocked too, and he
yeah.
took it to heart. You know, that's why
because
he
you know
he
why?
Brought it up. He had to bring it up. He couldn't let
Cube's
him slide,
like, bro. You from Los Angeles,
right? He couldn't let him slide. I would have if I was on the show the next day, like Ice Cube, and I know I'm a Laker fan. I'm not gonna let him slide. I couldn't, and he didn't.
Yeah, come on, that dude even sang about the Lakers,
right?
And what's the name of the song? Today Was a Good Day.
That's right.
Lakers beat the Supersonics, right?
That's right.
The Sean Kemp, Rain Man, and the Glove, Gary Payton, and Deadlift Shrimp.
That's right.
See? Now we're going
franchise
way back.
Don't even exist anymore.
We hit the... Yeah, it is. It's called the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay, yeah. They just moved it.
Now, do the records... I think Kevin... No, Ray Allen holds the record in points for that team, right?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I think Kevin Durant, he played 1 year.
As a Sonic.
As a Sonic, yeah.
Yeah. And they moved Super, my bad. Supersonic.
Yeah, Supersonics. And then they We're moved not, the franchise. Yeah.
Which actually worked out better because that stadium sells out almost every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure does.
And you know, a lot of people are mad from, you know, oh well. But see, Seattle still has the rights to the Supersonic name. So
yeah,
it could be an expansion team.
Right. They're talking about it, but yeah.
I would like that. So, but that would there have to be another expansion team and two expansion teams in the West then?
I don't know.
And then
well,
two in the East.
They're talking about the owner of the Clippers. What's his name?
Oh, the guy who's like overexcited about a mediocre team?
Yeah. Yeah. He's you know, there was word that he was going to move the Clippers
he
back
should've.
To Seattle.
He should have.
Because that's where he's based at.
He should have.
I don't know
if
he's
going to
do that.
He's part owner of Microsoft.
That'd be awesome.
Right?
Yeah. He's a billionaire.
He should have.
But I don't know if he's going to do that or not.
And then,
we'll see. Maybe like 10 or 15 years from now.
He should have. He should have. He should have said, everybody, pack it up. Let's go.
He said, I bought the team, moving the team.
Yeah. See ya. And then, like, and then finally, you can seriously call Los Angeles the Laker town. And it will, first of all, it always was and will be.
Oh, no question. Always.
Clippers would have to win 20 championships in a row to even make a dent in these fans.
Yeah.
You know, and that's never going to happen because guess whose league it is now?
Steph Curry's league, yeah.
Steph Curry's league. let's talk about Josh Norman. The big news today was Josh Norman, man. You came over the house and you were like, "Did you hear, Dan?" And I was like, "What?" So basically, they took the franchise tag back from Josh Norman.
Yeah, they snatched it up,
which makes him an unrestricted free agent.
That's right. He can sign with any team in the NFL.
There's about 12 teams that have the money to sign him. He wants how much money?
Yeah, he wants.
Now, wait.
Agent.
The year before, I've never heard this dude's name.
Right.
Okay. So
me either.
So you get in a system.
I mean, he had a contract year. Don't get me wrong. He tore up the league last
year.
You get
in the system right.
Uh huh.
And you get in a great system that works. Was it Rivera? Ron Rivera?
Yeah.
You get a great system that works for you. You play great. You're on a great team. You got Cam Newton, you know, doing his thing. And then you got, you know, Luke Kuechly. Mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah, that's the player they want to
see. Now,
sign.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
now
one of
have,
the players.
Okay, hold on. I'll take Luke Kuechly over Josh Norman anytime.
Right.
I've seen Luke Kuechly play. That dude runs east to west with speed, and he tackles with precision.
Right.
And he's like a what's that linebacker from Patrick, a white Patrick Willis.
Okay.
Except for not retired.
Okay.
I will pay that man the money. Luke Kuechly is a franchise player. Luke Kuechly is a leader on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I think of DB, I think of great DBs like Deion Sanders.
Right.
And I make comparisons to everybody else, which to me don't hold a candle.
No, they can't.
Not and so Deion's when you look at a good DB, okay, so.
I mean, he's, don't get me wrong.
Right.
You know, Josh Norman, he's, that dude's amazing.
Well, we got to look
good.
At the three levels of the playing field.
Right.
So, defensive linemen, are mm-hmm. they getting in that quarterback's face?
Right.
Are they causing the quarterback to make bad decisions when they throw at Josh Norman? That could be, that's one way I look at it. Are the linebackers covering the way they should be? Are the linebackers, you know, coming downhill on the quarterback also? So I look at those things like defensive line, linebackers, defensive backs as the three separate areas. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a lot of things that go on to make you become a good DB. Okay, so you leave the Panthers because you want, how much did he want?
His agent's asking for $16 million.
So you want $2 more million. So you're going to leave a good team, a good defensive team who's led by Luke Kuechly, to go play for possibly the Jaguars for $16 million. There you go. There goes your Super Bowl hopes because Jaguars are garbage.
Yeah, they're nowhere close. Like, there's word out there. There's, like, the Dolphins.
Garbage.
The Raiders.
Garbage.
I mean, the Rams.
Actually, you know what? I'll give the Raiders.
Because they're saying he wants to go to California. So they're saying, so.
Do they have
I know
cap
he wants
space.
To come to L.A.
Do they have cap space, though?
I think they do.
Well, we'd have to look into that. I don't
right.
know what they do, but there is word that he's going to come to a California team.
Right, California team. They said that either probably the Raiders, maybe the 49ers.
What is the
don't know.
What's his tendency? Will he go play for an AFC team? Will he go play for the Raiders? I mean, the Raiders or the Chargers, or will he go for the Rams or the San Francisco 49ers?
Right. And they're also saying the Cowboys. You know, Jerry Jones. He might pay
but,
the
okay.
money.
So, are we going to get problems with him and Dez Bryant on practice field?
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. So
now, Josh Norman was the one who punched Cam Newton in the mouth.
That's because he kept on intercepting his passes during okay. training camp.
That's
yeah.
your bad. So why did Cam Newton get punched in the mouth?
Because what happened was he was throwing the passes and he was intercepting them.
Right.
Like he was playing like all out like during the game. And
well, you know what?
They started yelling at each other.
Brian, it's real easy. I'm gonna be real.
They're
it's
being
real
competitive.
Easy.
Those guys just game and they're getting
it's
heated.
Real
they
easy.
Went at. I mean, they squashed it.
Coaches
and they got to the Super Bowl.
You're
lost.
Playing against your own team, so
yeah.
you know your own team's plays.
Exactly.
You know Cam Newton's tendencies because you play against them
right.
Every
so
day.
he's gonna shine out yeah. in practice that way. So
I mean, I think he's a good player.
Mm-hmm. No, he's good.
I would like him on the Eagles, but I don't know. You see, our situation with the Eagles is our DBs can't stop. Anybody.
Right.
And
they'll get a deal done. He's going to get paid. Someone's going to pay for him.
Yeah, somebody is.
I don't know who it's
going to pay. And I don't think he's going to be on a championship team.
Nah, that's the problem. He's going to – he'll get his money, but he might not be winning like he's used to winning with, you know, Cam Newton.
Yeah. So, and then, like I said before, I don't think the Carolina Panthers are coming back to the Super Bowl.
No.
I don't even think Denver's coming back to the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be two new teams. I'm going to call it.
Seahawks again?
Philadelphia.
Wow.
And Kansas City.
Kansas City.
You heard it right here. What's today's wow. date?
4/20/16.
Today's date is 4/20/16. Call it. Put in your bets.
Wow.
Eagles, Kansas City. Eagles win a hard-fought game 28-21.
Okay.
With Carl Wentz starting. Speaking of Eagles, let's move right into it.
Okay.
You know it was a happy day for me today.
Oh, yeah. Movement.
Big movement.
Yeah.
Again, big movement from the Eagles. I mean, we've been doing some massive overhauling since the Chip Kelly era. You know, I have buddies in the Chip Kelly era.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I always love Chip Kelly's philosophy. But when you look at some of the ex-players that talked about him, that they didn't like how he was working with him and stuff like that. I mean, look, they got rid of Evan Mathis. That dude went to Denver and won a Super Bowl. You know, he's like, okay, you're going to get rid of me. I'm a Pro Bowl guard. And now I got a Super Bowl ring. Thank you. Thank you, Chip Kelly. But some movement for the Eagles. We moved from the eighth pick overall.
That's right. Eighth pick.
To the second pick overall, first round. But, man, did we give up a lot.
Tell them what they gave up, Dan.
I don't even know. I don't even know. I got to
I think they gave up a bunch of picks. I can know for sure. It was second, third round pick. Not for just this year.
Yeah, we gave up our future.
Yeah, some future picks for the following draft.
But what does this look like to you? This looks like a quarterback. We're going for a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, they got to. They know it.
And they are I don't know who they want. You know, it's always this speculation, and they see who they want to fit in.
Right.
But it's either going to be Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm. From Pac-12.
Or Carson Wentz.
That's right.
So, that's crazy. I mean, we just invested in Mr. No Knees, Sam Bradford, for $35 million and $22 million guaranteed.
Yeah, he's getting paid big. So, and he might be just a high-paid backup. We'll see.
A highly paid backup to sit on the
No, he'll start. Probably he'll start the season. But you never know. If they draft one of these quarterbacks that are coming in the draft this coming draft, and they shine out in practice and in a preseason, they might start over him.
Well, there was word we were going to get Ezekiel Elliott. And I was really excited about that because we all know what that dude can do. That dude's a monster.
Oh yeah.
So I was excited about that, but now this makes it really exciting to see, okay, well, what do the Eagles want? Because they obviously they threw away a lot in the trade. Here we go. I found it. I got it for everybody. Eagles got first round pick, number two, this year, and 2017 fourth round pick. Okay. Browns got our 8 overall pick. And the third round and the fourth round pick from this year.
Okay, from this year.
And 2017, they get our first round pick.
What?
So if we do very badly again next year, let's say we lose more games. Say we get the third pick, Browns get that third pick. And then 2018, they get a couple second round picks.
Ooh, they got wow. That was a good deal for the Browns then.
It's not like the Browns are going to do anything with it.
Well, if you got two first-round picks going into next year, you can get some good players.
They can get, let's just say the Browns are they get first.
They're not going to be good next year. Not in that division. They're not going to be good. So you know they're going to be high in the draft next year, and they can really rebuild for 2018, well, right?
Yeah, well, Johnny Champagne left the team. And
they got RG3 now.
That dude's Mr. Complaint. And you know, I tried my best to like RG3, and I enjoy RG3 when he was playing, but there's just too much around him. Too much surrounds him, and too much look at me, and I'm talking about my coaches, and I'm talking about this. I don't know. I can't get over that, you know?
Yeah, but I think this is like a second chance for him.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so.
Hopefully.
We'll see what he does with it.
Do you get a second chance when you – is that really a second chance when you end up on the Browns?
It's still an NFL franchise.
It's the Browns, right?
It's the Browns.
Browns fans don't even want to be Browns. They want to be Bengals fans. But see, they live in Cleveland. But I think you know, when you look at it, those fans in Cleveland, those got to be some hardcore fans.
Oh, yeah.
Come
Dog
on.
Pound.
You got to be a – you're a Browns fan and you're a Cavs fan? Wow. And you know, you cried when LeBron left. Then you're like happy for him again when he came back, because you're like, we're gonna win. And then next, you know, Steph Curry pops up. Sorry, but anyways, it's either Jared Goff or Carson Wentz, and you know, the NFL knows what they're doing when they pick their players.
And oh yeah, they do.
I mean, we gave a lot of our future drafts away. So if this kid don't turn out, if he turns into a Ryan Leaf, we get Mr. No Knees for a couple years. And Sam Bradford was mad about that in the first place, as he should be. You know why? I mean, why are you moving? Because it's a quarterback class, obviously, this year. Why are you moving up? See, and this was what makes me mad. We should have moved up for who? Mariota. With Chip Kelly.
Yeah. There was word that he was going to, you know.
They talked about it on draft day. I was watching. Right. They're like, they're gonna Eagles are moving.
He was going to, like, just give away a bunch of draft picks and just all in to get Mariota. But he didn't do it. He backed down.
Yeah. So yeah. Where did DeMarco Murray go? I forgot where he went. But one more thing before we move on to our next segment. Word is Von Miller wants a lot of money. $19 million a year. And he holding out till November is okay with him. What do you think about that?
No, he'll be playing. He ain't going to hold out.
Just like what's that cat from Seattle?
Oh, yeah, with Cam Chancellor.
Yeah, that dude held out. Then he's like, oh, wait, I don't have enough to pay for my Rolls Royce and my super yacht and everything else.
Yeah, he came back to...
I would, too.
You know, saying, hey, my bad. And got him to the playoffs. But I think if he was there the whole year, they could have probably had home field.
Yep.
Throughout, because they would have won more games.
Yep.
And things would have been different. But, yep. You know, these guys, you know, me, but... It is what it is.
Like it is.
Things happen.
Chase the money or chase the championships.
That's right.
If I was me, I'd be like, give me a pay cut and get me on the Patriots. That's it. Especially if I was a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some like random like retirements. Marshawn Lynch and Megatron.
Yeah, Megatron.
What are you doing?
And Charles Woodson.
Well, that's a legend.
He's the first Battle Hall of Famer.
Peyton Manning, legend.
Yeah.
You know, those are legends. Kobe Bryant, legend.
Yeah.
Okay, those guys deserve the respect.
They do.
But Megatron, he just says, I'm done.
Yeah. I think he's beat up. His body just beat up, and he don't want to deal with
I think these football players
rehab anymore.
Are seeing career, like other careers other than football, and they're going to try to reach for it, which is a great idea.
Yeah, after football. Like you got,
but you're going to miss it. I'll tell you that right now.
They said he's like a real good artist or something.
Everyone wants to see you draw, bro.
I know. I'm hearing that.
People still want to see you jump in the air and dominate the DBs. But anyways, let's talk about Johnny Champagne at Coachella this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
Wow. What? What are you doing with Josh Gordon, right?
Yeah.
And he already got in trouble for banned substances there.
Yeah, Josh Gordon, he's trying to get back in the NFL.
No, wait, is he banned for a year?
Well, okay, he just took another drug test, and it came up positive.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going to happen. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, he still has to make up his mind if he's going to reinstate him or not. I don't know what's going to happen with him. But
is it that bad? Is it that bad that you can't stop smoking dope for the millions of dollars you're making?
I guess so. I mean, it's not a good look if you're trying to get back in the NFL and yet you're hanging out with Johnny Champagne.
Tell him you need to, like, tell these people what you saw when he was, ordering drinks in Coachella.
Yeah, they showed him.
First of all, let me just say, let's make a broad stroke at the Coachella. I'm pretty sure 75% of the people there are using drugs.
Yeah, there's a lot of music, a lot of, like you said, Molly's and ecstasy and all that kind of drugs out there.
All that. Yeah. All that stuff.
Right. So you see Johnny at the bar in Josh Gordon is right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it's him, get the flat top with the tats on his arms. It's Josh Gordon.
Right.
So and Johnny's at the bar like ordering drinks and he's all gyrating around and squirming.
He looks real uncomfortable
in his
skin.
Yeah, like, it just don't look right. And then you see pictures of him, and he's so emaciated, right?
Right,
Dan? I mean,
Johnny Champagne? Johnny. Yeah, he looks so skinny. He doesn't even look like a football player anymore.
No, he doesn't. He looks like some kind of just regular street punk. He's just like a regular guy. I mean,
dude, this dude.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? And then
he gets dropped this week, just a couple of days ago.
He got dropped by a couple people.
His second agent,
Drew Rosenhaus?
Yeah, Rosenhaus dropped him.
Yeah.
And then
Nike said?
Nike.
I'm out.
Contract canceled. That's it. So the Nike money's gone. His second agent's gone. And I don't know what Johnny's going to do. I don't think he realizes that this is rock bottom, and he needs to bounce back. He has to clean up his life, but it's up to him.
That dude was remember back in the days, the ball pit in the kid area?
Right.
That dude, Johnny, was in a ball pit in the kid area playing around, and he looked like real sickly.
Yeah, he don't look right.
But what are you doing there?
I don't know.
I don't know if you're going to be there. Is this it?
It seemed like everyone loved Johnny. Like everyone loves Johnny.
Johnny football.
Football. They want to see him play. I want to see him play football. I like watching him, play football back when he was at Texas A&M. He was an amazing football player.
I can't
player.
Stand Texas A&M, but I'll give it to him.
Right. And I think if Johnny had his stuff together and he actually worked on his football, I think he would have made a dent in the NFL. He would have been a decent football player, maybe even great if he pushed hard on trying to get great at football. He would have been a good football player in this league. But he has to clean up his life. He still has time, but he has to start with himself, and we'll see what happens.
He is the person who can change his own mind. It doesn't matter how many people yell at him. It doesn't matter how much money they take from him. I'm pretty sure he has a nice amount of money, but a couple million dollars is not much.
Not if you
especially if you're not bringing any money in.
No.
So,
and then he has this indictment hanging over his head from the grand jury in Dallas.
I forgot about that.
You know, that's supposed to be coming out this Monday, they're saying. So
I forgot about that. You're right.
The decision on that with his ex-girlfriend, domestic disputes and whatnot, that's going to come out. And
he's not really going to have – he's acting like
– it's just one story after another. Another
he's
story.
Having a good time. Right. But, like, you should be busy apologizing to the NFL or whatever you have to do. You should be busy looking for a job because now you don't, or you should be busy looking for an agent because I don't know what agent's going to take you in now.
Right.
You shouldn't be at Coachella. You should be dealing with your stuff in Dallas. You shouldn't be anywhere else. You should be in Josh Gordon. Is it Josh Gordon?
Yeah.
Josh Gordon shouldn't be there either.
Nah.
It's just a whole pool of
element.
Temptation.
There's too much. There's too much negative element around you. But it's up.
I mean, it's
to
their
they're
party.
Grown, they're grown men.
Yeah.
They can make decisions.
Want.
Yeah.
You're gonna be sitting around kicking it, doing nothing, wondering about the good old days, getting ready to sell your Heisman Trophy. That's what's gonna happen.
I hope it don't come to that.
It's gonna come to that.
No, it's not. I hope not, Dan.
Enough about Johnny Champagne or Johnny Nightclub. No, Johnny Coachella now.
Right.
But let's get on to another crazy thing. This crazy week of sports. Conor McGregor says he's retired.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Conor, he comes out with this crazy tweet. He says,
was it on tweet? Did he tweet it or did he Instagram it?
He tweeted it, yeah.
But you know what? A couple days before that, I was on his Instagram. That dude's like created in adversity. Like he just got done training. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. And then 2 days later, I'm going to retire young.
Yeah, he says.
Somebody had to get in that dude's head.
Right, he said, this is his quote.
Nate Diaz.
Right, from Twitter, he says, I have decided to retire young. Thanks for the chat. Thanks for the cheese.
The cheese?
Yeah. Catch y'all later. No, catch y'all's later with
the
S.
The cheese, like the cash? The
yeah,
cheddar?
Cash, yeah.
Wow.
Thanks for the cheese. Catch y'all's later.
Dana White's probably like, what the?
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you Dana White, because I bet you this dude didn't even like approach Dana White. I bet you that dude just said, I'm done. And then Dana White's just kicking at home and his Twitter goes, boop, 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 boop. And he's like, what the? Dana White, he does not look, I mean, he looks like he has a good time, but when it comes to business, he does not
Oh, no, he don't play around.
No, don't play because, know why? He made the UFC. White is the face of the UFC. I know he's got big backers behind him.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also got Joe Rogan and Goldberg, on the side. But you don't mess with Dana. I bet you Dana was heated.
Right, so he comes up with this tweet, but there's more behind it because there was an interview right after this, like hours later, he's on ESPN and they're interviewing Dana White about this whole, Conor McGregor thing. And he said that, okay, Conor McGregor was supposed to come to a press conference.
Right.
And he's out in Iceland training. Why Iceland? I have no idea, but he's in Iceland training for this upcoming UFC 200 in July. And there's a presser, and he has to be there to promote the fight. He has to do a bunch of, you know, commercials and appearances.
Yeah, well, your contracts as a UFC fighter, exactly. You have to represent UFC because
these are obligations.
The money, right. The money comes from the fans.
Exactly.
So you have to get in front of your fans.
Right.
You have to sign stuff. You have to say, hey, I love you guys, right. Stuff like that.
Pictures and, you know, photos and everything. So he said, you know, I'm not going to go. So he said, really, you're not going to go? Okay. I'm pulling you. You're not fighting.
Pulled.
Yeah.
Because guess UFC what? I'm Dana White. You don't mess with me.
And then he says, I'm going to retire. That's how it went down. So I think he probably pulled him.
Dana
and
White
then
was
he said, I'm going to retire.
What?
And then Nate Diaz comes out with a tweet, and he says, I guess my work here is done. I'm retiring too. Deuces, pound.
Tweet of the year goes to Nate Diaz.
Yeah, so he tweets that out, and he gets like, what, 15,000 retweets.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah, you got to love Nate Diaz. Yeah. He just looks like he's punch drunk, but he went in there and got boop, bop, boop, bop. He got beat up and still won that fight. It's like Nate Diaz got in this dude's head that you're not really that good, bro.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, yeah, I think Joe Rogan said it before the fight when we were watching him. It's like, this dude's never been through adversity.
Yeah.
So when he, when like all the alarms were going off, you know, he had a lot of fear in him, I bet. When you're getting the mess beat out of you and you're dizzy and you don't know where the punches are coming, when you resort to like something you're not trained to do, like wrestle, you're done. Like I said, remember, I was like, this dude's done. Just like just like Holly Holmes. What's her name? Beat her up.
Yeah.
And then she took her down, and that was it. She said, good night. Both y'all going to sleep. Surprise. So.
Yeah, so this is just the first chapter of the story. This story's not over yet. There's a lot to come because they even asked Dana White, they asked him if Conor McGregor comes to the press conference, would you reinstate him to the fight? And he said, yeah, I probably will.
Yeah, I should.
So, I mean, he said he'll pull him now. He's pulled now.
He pulled him now because he's acting like an idiot. Get over here. That's your contract.
Exactly. So if he comes to the presser.
It goes on your money, too.
Then, you know.
Clown.
If he calls him back, I don't know what's going to happen, but this story's not over yet.
Wow. They need GSP to come back and beat him up, too. So. So before we finish off this night, let's talk about some playoffs and what's going on in playoffs. So right now we're looking at the East first. We'll get them out of the way. Cavs are up 2-0 on the Pistons. We knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah, Detroit's not ready yet.
Okay.
No.
So the Pacers and the Raptors are tied. The first game went to Indiana. I was shocked.
Yeah, they always, like, it seems like. Like the Raptors, they slip up the first games in the playoffs. Like,
I don't know why is.
I don't know, like third or fourth year in a row that they've done this.
We got number three, Chicago, and the number six, Hornets. I'm sorry, my bad. Heat and Hornets.
Right. The Heat's up, what, 2-0?
2-0.
Yeah.
2-0. D-Wade's playing out of his mind right now. He's like, I want to retire like Kobe. I want a farewell. He's not going to get a farewell tour, though.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't know. You know what? I don't see any player getting a farewell tour other than Curry right now.
Yeah, that's big enough. LeBron James, big enough.
Nah, he would.
It's LeBron James.
He just doesn't. He could go down one of the greatest players ever. He's done a lot, except for win five championships. But that's besides the fact. But he's done a lot.
Yeah.
But you know me, I've always liked watching LeBron lose. that's always been me. Like when that year when
he cries so much.
Yeah, when he single handed and then when he like.
Because he's a bad loser.
Yeah.
He's not a good loser.
He does antics like, I'm going to go hang out with my boy when we're playing them the next night. I'm going to go work out with him. What are you doing,
all
weirdo?
All this passive-aggressive action.
Yeah, my BFFs, Chris Paul and us on one team, you still lose.
Yeah. He want to play with his friends.
Yeah. we got Hawks, Celtics.
Okay.
Hawks up 2-0 on that one. Let me see. Yeah. And then let's talk a little bit about this Warriors-Rockets. What's going on there?
Oh, yeah. The Warriors are up 2-0.
Yep.
They play Thursday night, and I don't think Steph's going to play.
The game was closer the second game.
Yeah.
Because Curry wasn't there.
It was a close game, but I watched it. They were leading pretty much the whole game.
First of all, James Harden wants to come back to the Thunder, and I would gladly accept him. Oh, speaking of, side note, Did you see, you saw it, the Westbrook Villanueva?
Oh, yeah.
Dance contest?
Yeah, these guys are dancing.
You know, they're pregame. Yeah, this pre-game, is pregame.
Pregame, like, it's like a... It's like a handshake, but they turn it into a dance routine.
Yeah, it used to be like high five, let's go, bro. But right. You know Russell West. You know what? And Russell Westbrook's brand is amazing. That dude's gonna get his own Jordan shoe, basically.
Right.
And he's got
a big enough player.
He wears some clownish clothes, but man, he's got his own fashion line. That's amazing. But
right.
he was doing some crazy dance moves. And then Villanueva starts like slowly walking towards this dance. As if he couldn't walk around it, right?
Yeah, this brings more drama to the matchups, yeah.
And he stood in between the two dancing. And then Russell Westbrook was like, nah, bro, you ain't messing my dance up. And shoved him out of the way. And I'm like, oh, it's fight time. No, nothing.
Nah.
Because you know why? Villanueva don't play. He don't play. And just like Draymond Green said, right? That's another Draymond. Who's the guy who bumped into Draymond?
Some Clipper player.
He's some Clipper clown, right?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Just like Villanueva.
Yeah, the players that don't play.
He pulled that move.
Right, they don't know your
name. You didn't even do that. You didn't need to do that, bro. And no. Kevin, what did Kevin Durant say about that? It was a joke or something like that?
Oh, yeah, he said, that's nothing.
It's nothing.
We don't need to talk about that. It's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, get out of the way, bro. I'm doing my dance. They were really getting down, too. Like, Russell was losing his mind.
Yeah. And they're going to do it again, tomorrow night?
And so,
they play tomorrow? Yeah, they play tomorrow night.
21st, April 21st.
And people are going to be watching and see what Villanueva say. He said he's going to interrupt it again. We'll see.
Dude, they're going to be fighting on the floor.
Yeah, this might turn out pretty bad.
You know what Russell Westbrook's going to do? Well, that dude's going to go dance in the middle of the floor.
He might.
You know, he's putting together a dance right now as we speak. Villanueva, why you don't even have to do that, bro. And he's like, you go dancing with the stars. You go do this.
He said, you go to nightclubs. Go to a nightclub. He said, you go to a nightclub to dance or dancing with the stars.
Yep.
To dance. So I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. These are younger kids and they're having fun. And Russell Westbrook is clearly going to put a triple double down on you guys in Dallas. But, anyways, let's go back to Curry real quick.
Yeah. He's not going to play.
No, he's not going to play. Like you said, he's not going to play the whole series because he's got an ankle sprain.
Right. And he even said today, he said that if he was going to play today, he wouldn't have played.
No.
So if that's the fact, I mean, see, he can still run around, but
there's something different. He can't do his moves.
His explosive moves that he likes to do during the game. So if you can't do them, just shut it down, get healthy, wait till.
You might even have to play. Well, what's the next round? Who would they play?
He'll be ready by then.
Who do they play the next round? They would go to they play either Thunder or Mavericks, huh?
Yeah, so probably be the Thunder.
He needs to be back by Thunder because Russell Westbrook
can be running all over the place.
Yeah.
Slam dunking and yelling and screaming. Yeah.
And dancing. And gyrating.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll probably shut him down. Probably I would shut him down for the whole series. The rest of the series, they have enough firepower.
ESPN said?
Right.
They showed the schedule of the games, the seven games, and they showed the last three that and said not necessary.
Yeah. Oh, they put not necessary?
Not necessary.
That's messed up. Is this for the Warriors?
Yes.
Because Harden's
defending as hard as he can, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty bad.
That dude. Anyways, okay, so you got Warriors beating the Rockets, sweeping them.
Oh, yeah, they'll sweep them without Curry.
Here's another boring series, the Spurs-Memphis. So boring that the Admiral was yawning.
Oh, yeah, he's about to go to sleep. Night-night.
If you guys don't know what the Admiral is, David Robinson. Get your facts.
Yeah.
Get your facts.
Look it up on the Wikipedia.
If it's not messed up. Spurs, Memphis, boring. I see the Spurs sweeping that one.
Yeah, that's not even a challenge.
Thunder. Yeah, I have to say Thunder because that's my team. Thunder beat Mavericks, and they should beat the Mavericks.
Yeah.
That last shot by Adams, I thought he got it. I was so excited. I was standing in front of my TV.
If there was another angle that could have seen his hand completely come off the ball before the buzzer,
right?
They would have gave it to him, but there was no other angle.
First of all,
so you couldn't.
You had two shots before that.
Right. They should have got the bucket.
Yeah.
I don't know why it didn't go in, but it happened.
Well, Russell surprisingly dished the ball. I thought he was going to go up and jam it. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we have Clippers, Trailblazers. Clippers up 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers going to win that one.
Oh, yeah, they're going to win that.
Healthy Blake Griffin, healthy Chris Paul, they're going to win that one. I don't want them to win that one, but they're going to win that one. So, well, that's it for the playoffs. Until, you know, we'll see how things play out.
Right.
So, thanks again for listening. Make sure you go to Twitter, Instagram, Anchor, Snapchat, @Dan and Brian. Go ahead and like us on our Facebook page, the Dan and Brian Sportscast.